Hello, yes, everybody. Happy birthday to all the birthday card recipients. You guys are holding it down for the collective. Yes, you are, babies. I gotta be honest. I wish you knew what I was listening to right now. And you know what? You are going to know because I'm going to tell you. This week, I was like, you know, the titles have these themes of different songs. And I'm not late to the party. I know this song. Okay? The song is Flowers by Miley Cyrus. Now, before y'all start jumping up in arms, I'm a mother of two millennial girls, and I always liked Miley Cyrus when she was Hannah Montana. I didn't know anything after that. But this song is fire. Now, once again, before y'all get a little nuts, I was praying, actually, that the song would be relevant for whomever was getting a card reading today. And you know I'm not going to make shit up, right? But you will not believe the name, the screen name the person gave me. I just opened my computer to see who was getting a card today. I don't know until I look and I'm sitting here for the podcast. And you know I ask people for a screen name. You are not going to believe the screen name. I'm going to let you guys catch it during the reading. And it blew my mind. But anyway, you know what I'm going to name this episode. I don't even care what the cards say. But you never know, right? It might surprise us. So I'll see you guys on the other side. You're listening to the Hungry Medium Podcast Show. I'm your host, Kat Niambi. Here's what I've been thinking about lately. Let's get it on and pop it. Here we go, here we go, here we go, go, go. Happy birthday, Sunflower. Oh my God. I was so ecstatic when I saw your screen name because I really wanted to name this podcast Flowers. Oh, that ain't nothing but God. And I see today is your birthday. So let me hurry up and get this done. I'm so sorry it's coming in late this evening. A lot going on, darling. A lot. But happy birthday. Today is your birthday. Dun, 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 dun. I promised I would never sing that song on here today. But I did it. So I wanted to wish you a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful birthday. Now, as a bonus, because you're the only one I'm reading today, thankfully, and also because your screen name is close to the name of the podcast, I'm going to not only pull a card for you, but I'm also going to read a passage for you, a random passage that I'm going to talk to God about. From Louise Hay's Heart Thoughts book. Now, if you go Google that book, what is on the cover? I'm telling you, this is phenomenal. So thank you so much for booking a reading, but also thank you for providing such an intuitive screen name. Now, I'm going to be reading or actually pulling a card from the Wisdom of the Oracle deck for you, darling. And I'm excited. I wonder what card you will get. Once again, this is one of my vintage decks that I used to use back in the day, back in the dizzy. And I want to see what you get, okay, darling? And in the meantime, I don't have Miley playing because I feel like they heard music playing last time. It almost didn't get my podcast up. But let's see what you get from the Wisdom of the Oracle deck today, Sunflower. Ooh, this is exciting. Okay, they're giving me a card. And that card is Breathe. This is the Breathe card from the Wisdom of the Oracle deck. Now, anytime they are giving people a message about breathing, that means because they're not. That means even if you're struggling with meditation per se, breathing is a good way to stay focused. Okay. And when I say breathing, obviously you're breathing, but paying attention to the breath, paying attention to the breath. But what this also symbolizes is your need to have patience. It's also saying the reason you need patience is because things are moving a little slow. Things are going a little slow. And I don't think we appreciate that a lot as humans, you know, when we're given the opportunity to slow down. This is about your wellness, and this is about meditation. Hello, and this is about trust. So they're saying right now, they're calling for patience in your life. They're saying, calmate, you know, because what do you need to do when you're in a rush? Obviously, you need to slow down. You need to trust. You need to breathe. And we take our breathing for granted, right? Because sometimes we don't even realize we're doing it. But obviously we are, right? Duh. So, you know, breath is a life-giving element. And the element of air is needed to replenish your body. So this is talking about your wellness. Your very essence depends on you taking a break and stopping and breathing in the air. They want you, speaking of sunflowers, they're saying stop and smell the flowers, smell the roses, smell whatever, but breathe in the sunlight. Have you ever breathed in sunlight? Like on those really hot days and you take a deep breath and you're like, "Woo, that was hot." Because they want you to release any darkness you feel inside of you. I'm glad I'm going to be reading from heart thoughts. I'm going to, you know, I wonder if I should really target the passage, and I'll think about it as we get closer to the end of this. But the release of the darkness will illuminate miracles for you. Does that make sense? Let me repeat. The release of the darkness will illuminate miracles for you. And for some reason, they're telling me this is in regards to your health and wellness. So if we jump for the moment to relationships, because I think I want to focus on that wellness piece when I read heart thoughts, okay? So if we think about the relationship aspect of breathing and being patient, they're like, don't be in a hurry. Just don't be in a hurry to rush relationships. The heart, dun dun bum bum, it needs time to open. So I don't know if someone is feeling pressured to make a decision. They're saying take a breath and to let nature take its course, okay? Because you need not only to release that darkness, but the constriction and anxiety. Because there's no need for tension, darling. There is no need for tension. Savor the present moment. Savor the present moment. And then when you savor this present moment of stillness, once you are still, the waiting will not prove to be difficult because you're going to be focused on yourself, okay? The ego resists learning. So your heart knows that. And your heart is like, we're going to slow it down right now, ego. The heart and the ego, always at odds. This is how patience is going to pay off for you, especially in regards to relationships in your life. Now let's talk about prosperity for a moment. They're saying that you really have worked really long, you've worked really hard, and your dreams are slowly coming into fruition, but you want to hurry it on a little bit more. But it's like, okay, you got here. Have you savored the time? You all ready to go ahead? If today's your birthday, we all know what sign you are, honey. Oh, Lordy. Always. On the go. Always want to go, 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 go. They're saying, slow down, you move too fast. You got to keep. I don't remember how it goes. You got to get. I don't remember how that goes. But you get it. Slow down. That's when there's this word called languid. Look that up. I don't even know if I said it right. But this will, when you are in a rhythm, the rhythm dictates your authentic nature. Or it is dictated. The rhythm is dictated by your authentic nature, if that makes sense. So slow and steady, that old cliche of slow and steady wins the race. You will win. But they want you to relax, calm down, chill. Stay the course. Trust your intuition and breathe. This is a perfect time for plugging, for me to plug the Nap Ministry book, Rest is Resistance. Are you resting? I know that's hard for people who come from where you come from. You, this sun sign. Telling a sun sign like yours, Aries, to slow down and chill, honey. I gotta drink some water on that one. So, with that being said, let's see. There is an index here in the Louise Hay Heart books, and I think I want to focus on patience. Oh, they don't have anything on patience. They do have something on relaxation. Let's see. Do I want to read the relaxation part? I think so. I think you deserve a relaxation passage. So that's where we're going to go. Releasing the past, releasing the cause. No, relaxation. That's what she needs. No question about it. Okay, so this is a section called I Am at Peace. So it starts off with relax and enjoy life. Know that whatever you need to know is revealed to you in the perfect time space sequence. Today, you are a new person. That's true, because it's your birthday. Relax and free your thoughts of all stresses and pressure. No person, place, or thing can irritate or annoy you. You are at peace. You are a free person living in a world that is a reflection of our own love and understanding. You are not against anything. You are for everything that will improve the quality of your life. And I'm going to leave that word prove too. Prove quality of your life. You use your words and thoughts as tools to shape your future. You express gratitude often and look for things to be thankful for. You are relaxed. You live a peaceful life. This should be the reason why these prayers or notes are done in present tense is because you are going to train your mind, right? Your heart is going to train your mind to believe what I've just read right there. Even if you don't feel it's a reality, I'm going to actually type this in the body of the podcast description. I'm going to put quotes so they don't come for me, because they be coming for you. But I'm going to post this quote exactly for you so that you can read it and listen to it when you listen to this podcast and believe what you say. Your brain will believe you. That's how it works. Don't ask me. I just know. So with that being said, again, happiest of birthdays. I really hope this reaches you before you go nighty night. I hope you are doing the turn up, and then I hope you're going to turn down. Turn down for what? Turn down for relaxation. Turn down for peace. Turn down for rest. Turn down for resistance. Sunflower, happy birthday again. Enjoy this new you and this new year. Toodles. For hours, don't understand. I can take myself dancing, and I can hold my own hand, and I can love me better than. I love me better, I can love me better, baby. Can love me better, I can love me better, baby. Woo! This song is fire. You know why? She's got a couple of things mixed up in here. She is taking the Bruno Mars song, flipped it over, and if you have a decent ear and maybe haven't read the any articles on this, think pieces on this song, Flowers, you can hear the I Will Survive undertones. This is obvious, right? I'm not saying anything y'all don't know, right? Y'all hear I Will Survive in this. And, oh, I can take myself dancing. And I can hold my own hand. And I can love me better than this part right here. Me better. That's I Will Survive underneath there. Better. I can love me better, baby, and love me better. I can love me better, baby, can love me better. I can love, ooh. Okay, here we go. So that was a beautiful reading for Sunflower, don't you think, everybody? The fact that she needed to rest, the fact that she needed to be patient. That's why I know many of you could have some takeaways from this, you know, because, you know, we have been programmed to believe that we're supposed to work hard. For what? For what? I mean, we can get into it about Black folks and how we've been trained and how the generation after generation after generation, we are sometimes labeled as lazy. And that's one thing, especially when you're on an upwardly mobile track, you never want to be seen as that, right? So resting when everybody else is busy, laying down when people are working and, you know, chilling, people look down their nose at that. I see it. I see the old people looking at you crazy when you're trying to rest. They were like, what you trying to rest for? Because. That sounds crazy, right? Why are you trying to rest for? Because your body needs rest. You know? It's sad. But you guys, have y'all listened to this song? Miley is really putting it down here. And I'm going to listen some more when I get off this podcast. I was going to say when I get off this phone. Famous last words. When I get off this phone. This has been a very busy day. Thank you for listening to The Rambling. But I hope you enjoyed it. And I hope Sunflower enjoyed her bonus reading from Louise. One of my favorite books is Louise Hay's Heart Thoughts. Because right now, 2023 is about flow. For me, anyway. Flow and heart expansion. Okay? Flow and heart expansion. Heart expansion is just a fancy way of saying love. I'm working on love, everybody. And I would recommend you all work on love as well. Love is all we need, as the Beatles would say. Love is all we need. Thank you very much for listening. I will probably do next week's podcast midweek because I have to take a quick trip. And I don't think I would want to try to record a podcast from the trip. So we might see next week's podcast come a little bit early, probably on Wednesday. So thank you everyone for tuning in. Again, the episodes are being watched. The followers are increasing. If I can break 100 followers, I always call them the 100s, honey. I'm all about the 100s. Those are your loyal people, the people that'll tell other people, and then they tell people, and so on and so forth. And the vibration will vibrate higher and higher and higher. Higher! Okay, see y'all later. Toodles!
You've been listening to the Hungry Medium podcast show, hosted and produced by Kat Nyambi. Music written and produced by Oladare Denard. For information on this podcast and other content, visit us at thehungrymedium.com. Please subscribe to this podcast on Apple and follow us on Spotify. May we always aspire to be divinely fed.